Lecture topic, the importance of sitting in the company of the pious.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. You notice that people are going for Umrah. So many times a year they go for Hajj also. But there makes no difference in their lives. That place is so sacred. But when the person goes for Umrah, goes for Hajj and comes back home, just for a few days become very pious, and after that he slips away. What's the cause for that? What's the reason for that? He knows he went there, he asked for forgiveness to Allah Ta'ala. He knows he came face Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, gave salam and salam. But when he came back, the punctuality that he was there for a few days in Salah, that goes away. His appearance also goes away. Everything goes away. What's the reason for that? The reason for that is because Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal taqullahu wa kunu ma'a sadiqin. Fear Allah Ta'ala. But fear Allah Ta'ala is not everything. To increase that fear all the time, to bring the fear and present all the time, to make sure that fear comes at the time when you're committing a sin, it prevents you from committing wrongs. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Sit among the people who are the pious ones. So we'll come to know that in these days, the situation is so bad, the fitna is so bad, that it's important, according to the Tani Rahmatullah Ali, that it is farz ain to sit in the company of pious. It has gone so bad. Yet you find that people are not showing any importance to it all. Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, heard him, very great person, Al-Rumi, you only heard. He says a person sitting a few minutes by a pious person is worth more than 1,000 years by just making ibadah. 1,000 years. Just imagine 1,000 years he makes ibadah just to sit by a pious person. Your effect is something else. That is what heart you go and listen to. You know, the moment you listen with a sincerity, it opens a knot in the heart. The barrier between him and the Shaykh, the person who is pious, it opens to that extent that there's no entry. But there must be someone who got that thirst too. If you haven't got a thirst, no matter what you can do, it never happens. For example, if you look at it very carefully, the woman, if she has fit, once you get a child, then one of them will come out. Before that, there's no milk at all. So who is the thirsty one who comes to take the milk? If there's no one thirsty to take the milk, then where the milk will go? No milk at all. So likewise, there's no more thirst. What is how supposed to be, that let me give myself completely to this person and learn to live in their company. My dear friends, if you only know, if you sit in the company of the pious ones, what you achieve is beyond. You do not understand, it's beyond. You know, when a person goes to the seaside, for 1 month every day he goes to the seaside, he goes. The freshness that he achieves every day for 1 month, 2 months, you see how fresh he becomes. And that, likewise, a person goes sit by a fire for 1-2 months, what happened to him? He started getting heat too. So everything that got no life got an effect. And if you sit in a company of pious one who's got life, why should not effect? Qasim Nanuti Rahmatullah Ali. One person said, when he passes away, bury me next to him. Why did he say bury him next to him? Because the effect of the goodbye is but effect to him too. So we are now lacking something very, very important for our children, men, everyone, who are reading namaz, doing everything, but they are still not free from sins. Not free from sins. Still the sin of the eyes, the sin of the tongue, the sin of the ears, everything they are involved so badly. No effect because of this. So when a person sits in the company of pious, it affects him. Likewise, you sit in the people who got no piety, not pious at all, full of sins, it's obvious that it affects you also. If you sit in the company of those people who commit sins all the time, then you will have the urge to commit sin also. But if you sit among the people of pious ones, if you don't read Quran, you read Quran too. If you don't want to, you don't do the ibadah, you shall make ibadah too. One of Rashid Gongoi, rahmatullah alayhi, when he told Haji Dadal, rahmatullah, Khan, we can be in bed, but remember, no zikr and no namaz, so it's no problem. I didn't tell you zikr. I didn't tell you. But when the time when the Khan came and started making zikr day, he said, he can't stay. He had to wake up. He had to wake up. And he went and made zikr also with him. But the Shaykh never told him why he's not divided. So that urge must be in you. That is the most important thing. You have that urge in you to come forward. Prove yourself, I want to go more near to Allah. I want to go more near to Allah. How strong it must come into your heart to that extent that the hate for sin becomes so strong you don't want to not commit one sin. What is the benefit every moment, every year, every 3 times a year you go for Umrah? You're keeping yourself happy, but is Allah happy? When you come back and you speak back to square one to all the wrongs you are doing, is Allah happy with you? So you are very happy, but is he happy? What difference does he make? He said like that person who was in Madina Sharif and said, the curd of my city is better than this one. When he said that, but the curd of my city is better than the curd of Madina Sharif, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came a dream and said, you're not to forget the city, stay in Madina Sharif. So we are in a situation now, it's so serious, so serious, so serious, but we are not taking serious at all. Saying like in company of the pious, but you sit down here to the same, you've got no character, nothing at all. So many years you stayed by some busruk, you're supposed to be a different person today. But you find that that person got so bad, morals and conduct is unbeyond. So when you sit among the pious people, obviously that effect must take place. But the reason is why no effect is because you haven't got the interest or you haven't got the correct intention to sit back. That's why Hazrat is saying, come empty and go full. But if you come in full, where are you going to go? Completely keep your mind completely open. I'm coming here to purify myself. I'm coming here to give myself completely. I'm prepared to now commit myself to keep myself from all sins and put myself away. Not that when you hear this thing that a few minutes, you know, a few minutes will put Josh Aliyah, I won't do it, it'll go outside the different person. That's why he said, as he says, few days only you spend your time in the pious person, few days, you see the effects immediately. Gradually that conduct of yours, the morals of yours, and the character will come into you with you. Transmit from the Shaykh to you because you are so sincere to him. Remember one thing, do not get love for your Shaykh, for the boy, for his wives, for his lectures. Love him. Love him. If he doesn't speak to for you, that is great too. But if you come in here just to know, I'm not enjoying the talks, so let me leave this place, do that kind of thing. But you came with this, I want to become someone. I want to become close to Allah Ta'ala. I want to become more dear to Allah Ta'ala. I want to keep away from sins. then inshallah Allah will assist you, which is most important. Without the assistance of Allah, one can't be there. But we haven't got that. The heart can change very quickly. You've got good deeds in you. But you haven't got the heart. Character must come into us, that which is very important. Stay in a pious company, which is most important. Stay in a pious company. If you don't speak one word, but stay by it. One person, he had that bad quality of getting angry or something. But the Thani Rahmat told him, go sit in a company with a pious person. When he went and sat down there, the pious person did not speak him one word. After 1 month, the effect took him here. Because he was very sincere. If you are sincere also and sit in the company of the pious people, then you come to realize the effect must take place in you. Yet you come to realize it is sin, if a person come and tell you, no, I'm still committing all kinds of sins. But why are you committing sins? For what are you committing sins? Why should you commit sins? You find up to now people who've gone so many times for Hajj, they're dealing are not straight. They're dealing are not straight, yet in fact they're namaz. They sit in the company of pious people, they're nothing. The reason is this, is that what intention you're sitting with them. What intention? Remember one thing, you can read all the kitabs in the world. All the kitabs and all the Sufi kitabs. You master all of them, but you won't become a Sufi. You'll never become a Sufi. Yeah, you have some information. You'll have some information. But you'll never become a Sufi. Sufi to become one thing, you have to be remained by another Sufi. That's why Allah Ta'ala showed you that a person, you look at him, the effect of inside will reflect outside. If he's a pious person, this reflection must take place. That a person, he gets some greed in his heart. But why the greed is the heart? Why is it reflecting on Facebook? Why is it reflecting on Facebook? Why is it reflecting on Facebook? Because whatever the greed in the heart reflects, look, outside, to features. Likewise, a person is very happy, he is very, very happy, he's happy in his heart, but reflects away on his face. Likewise, a person who's got iman and perfect iman, it must reflect on the face. Yeah, iman love. Remember, he's not a cunning person. He's not a shrewd person. Not that he said his company is after some dunya, like how today he got. Today you have to be very careful who you sit in the company of. That's why all kinds of things, oh mashallah, you know, that's why they say, do not go and sit in anyone's company. But they're so shrewd, you'll be surprised. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, when he went to see, first went to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he went to Madinah Sharif. From far he saw Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they saw some noor on his face. He went even more near and near, he saw his face. He said, this face can never tell lies. Just looking at Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, this face can never tell lies. The sign of Nubuwwah is shown in there, he said. He never accepted Islam at that time, he accepted Islam. So if a person is really pious, and really deeply inclined, if it's in the heart, is sincere or not, it must reflect in faith. And what happens to him? What quality he has most in him? Humility. Humility. Humbleness to the land, down the ground. That's the most important thing. The first step to suluk. Become humble. That you are nothing. That you are down to the ground, you can be a millionaire. But that money is not important. You know, they say, even you got the closest of Allah Ta'ala, this is my Hazrat's statement. If you got the closest of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the world is of not worth, is worthless in front of you. With all the money, you can be a billionaire, you can have the best in the world, everything. But if you got the closest of Allah Ta'ala, then this world is worth worthless. If it's worth more than that, then something wrong with you. Because you and I are not experiencing that thing, that's why we don't know the value of Allah Ta'ala. If you only know that well, brother. This company, companionship of pious people is so fun. It's compulsory on everyone. On the ulama, on the huffaz, on awam, everyone. It is farz that they must sit in the company of pious people. And they must give themselves to them. To give themselves to them to that extent that when they, whatever they say to you, just do it. Whether it makes sense to you, don't make sense. That was the condition of the people before. They have been told that it is to be. Now, Sahaba is something else. They just went to India, just when Sahaba entered India, just passing on bazaar, the people, thousands of people looked at them, the Iman was reflecting in them from the heart. Thousands, they said, Islam, safely. Thousands. Why is it we haven't got the effect in us? What's the reason for that? Why? We have to now turn to Allah. Remember, as long as we got life, we got hope. We got life, we got hope. No matter what it is, we still, the doors are open for you to progress. But the most important thing, accept the faults. Accept your faults. Say, I am nothing. I got faults in me. I am full of faults. I have to come down. I have to come down and say that I am nothing, I got no faults. I got full of faults. To that extent that every moment of yours, Buzugan indeed teach one thing, Abnaku Fana Kardo. That's the word. Fana Pilla. Fana Pilla. Fana to Allah Ta'ala. Completely leave yourself Allah. It's only Him. Bring that you only Him. It becomes so strong in you, inshallah, Kutama Nasipanna. If you got that, it becomes so strong in you, the time will come. The love of the world will not creep in your heart. You become very punctual in your salah. You become very punctual in mamulat. Then your food is no more food. Then you don't want your biryani and all. This is more better than biryani. You say, if I miss the biryani, no problem. I don't miss my security. Only my food. And once you get that quality in you to that extent, then you forego all your rights for the rights of Allah. You forego all the rights. When you become completely humble, humble to that extent, because you know, very important is that your acceptance is very important, that you must accept it. That you know, I got faults in me. I have to put myself right. I have to put the good character more. Remember, character is the most important thing. Good moral is very important. You can read namaz, you can do everything, which is very, very important. But the most important thing that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in his world, to bring about perfection in morals. If that namaz did not bring about good morals, what is it? That very, it's very important. Inna salata tanha al-fahsha'i wal-munkar. Namaz is sufficient to prevent oneself from committing all indecent acts. Allah Ta'ala says that. That meaning is that if you read the namaz in a manner how Allah wants you to read namaz, the intent must be there. Must be there. If your person got a bad habit, his eyes going everywhere, if he reads the namaz in a manner how he's supposed to read, it must become a barrier between sin. For example, I'm telling you, because the cell phone is a hell at the moment. It's the worst thing in our life today. It's the worst thing. Whether it's a young person, old person, no matter who it is, he is so drowned in the thing there, like a drunk. The only way he can come out when he has the namaz properly in the way he's supposed to be. And then you see how the bad it Allah. You must make change your environment at home. The most important thing, you know, our environment before what it was. Our environment took us of this kind. You sleep with the Quran and wake up with the Quran. In the middle of the night, you wake up and take the name of Allah. Now when you wake up in the morning, what you're looking at, you sleep in the night, what you're sleeping at, so what do you expect? Yet you went to a big lecture to listen to a big lecture. The lecture, what happened in the lecture? What effect? Effect must be that before you leave this place, Allah, make me like that I'm not committing sin. Until Allah don't have that quality in you, I'm not committing sin at all. The condition of hate for sins, you know, that one statement Hazrat Nawash bin Gangohi Rahmatullah wrote to his sheikh, when he asked him, how is your condition? He said, don't ask my condition, Alhamdulillah, Qulma Alhamdulillah. I'm saying that. That gunao se nafrat or deen se rabbat. You know what a great thing that is. He's not asking for status, status. He said, gunao se nafrat, and that was hate for sins. Hate for sins so much. Now he, in other words, all kind of sins. And deen se rabbat is a what you call inclination to go more towards doing good deeds all the time. There's no such thing as it is winter, I go for Fajr namaz, in summer I leave Fajr namaz. The inclination there, my eyes open. One person came to me some time ago just now. One of my eyes woke up, my eyes woke up open for Taj Ratna. I said, what do you want to do? I said, who told you? Who opened the eyes for you? I said, you didn't realize who opened the eyes for you. If you only realize who opened the eyes, you'll wake up 10 times before that. Allah opened your eyes. Everything good that happens to you, Allah Ta'ala. And he said, you say, what must I do? This is how we are. That every action of ours must be deen se raghbat, no matter how busy in the business to the adhan take place on the good in us. No, how much that your family can tell you whatever they want to tell you, that you want to have the nikah like this, the wedding like this, the hall like this, all, you don't accept what is wrong. But everything you talk in the right way. You don't follow them. You understand? This is what is wanted. Deen se raghbat. Gunah se, that's all. Don't look for stages. Don't look for high people. If you got these two things, you got everything. Your lay in life, your business according to Sharia, your namaz, everything according to Allah Ta'ala, your life with a family at home is this. Outside of people dealing with this state, what you call Jannah? Good. How you can get that? Sit in the company of pious. Sit in the company of pious. And pious in which way? Does not mean you will see one monana to be a pious. One bichara, one person you find in five times namaz very close to you, look at him, you might, when you look at him, you think, hey, no, this fellow, by sitting by him, I'm getting more close to Allah Ta'ala. But go to him, sit by him. Why do you say this much that if I make a friend of that kind, if you see me doing wrong, you stop me. If I see you doing wrong, you stop me. Where you get friend with that? Make a friend that if you see me doing wrong, stop me and I do wrong. That's why they say when you make a friend for the 7 people who are under the shade of Allah, Allah will shade. If that person is your friend, next person for the shade of Allah. Today you're making friends with that, like a lot of money. He got something, you know, matlabi today. No, that person here is pious, this person, let me sit by him. At least he can bring me more near to Allah. So in these days, the most important thing for every one of us, whether small child, big person, whatever he is, whether it's hafiz, a molana, anything, he must keep contact with someone all the time to remain pious and fear Allah. They look at Allah and say, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, oh those got iman, ittaqullah means fear Allah. But to bring that fear constantly, with consistent, waqoonu ma'asaleh. Allah Ta'ala is saying that. If you want that the taqwa to remain stronger and stronger, waqoonu ma'asaleh. Sit in the company of pious. That is a person. And that can only come into you if you take out that one filth in you, one bad. What you call badnam, badmash, is pride. Pride. Take that pride out of you. Pride is a thing that has broken everyone. Shaitan has that pride, became the fuel of Jahannam. Allah Malibab. Take that pride out. If someone tell you like that, you say, you're right. But you very quickly say, I'm not like that. The majlis today is the importance of sitting in a company of pious. Why? For 1 minute too, you'll be surprised sometimes the person is so busy. You'll just busy with Allah, Allah, and you can sit by him. But if you're just sitting by him, you get infected. You get infected. So make dua for Allah, whatever I said, Allah Ta'ala, amal kan bi tawfiq nasib wa akhirullah, alhamdulillah. اللهم إنا نعذبك وشكرك وحسن عبادك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا والدار قبل وعذاب الآخرة ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ثبتنا على الدين وأعنا وأعنك وحشرنا يوم القيامة ومنها بحرمة القرآن وحرمة الأكل وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك.